giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
I fucking love driving my car.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What?
I think we just ran over a dog. Yeah, we can work with that. Welcome back to Giant Monster BS. This episode, we are talking about Shin Godzilla, which is a movie that released in 2016. Yes, sir. And how many times have you seen this movie?
Two.
Haven't All you? Right.
A few times. You've like had it on a few times, I remember.
There were like, I saw it in theaters with you, and then last night we watched it again for this, and then between then I think there were maybe two times I actually sat down and tried to watch it, but I don't think I made it all the way through. And then there was one time when I put it on while I was at work, and I just listened to the dub of the whole movie, and not a good way to watch. Not a very engaging script.
David Lynch might have a conniption. He might have a...
That's sort of like the Shin Godzilla audiobook.
Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway.
Yeah. We have very, I have very mixed thoughts about this movie. I remember when I saw it with you, both of us, I think it's safe to say when we saw it in theaters, we kind of like fucking hated it.
I was really disappointed.
Yeah. To qualify it all, we had maybe the worst theater experience like ever.
It was pretty bad, I guess.
No, I think we've had worse theater experiences.
Yes, since, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, the worst one was Halloween 2018.
Jesus, yeah, we just had to leave that one. But yeah, it was like full of people who were like talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And they reacted to the movie pretty badly too. Like they were like laughing at it at a certain point. It wasn't the right audience. And then like right in front of us, there was like a kid with like a Godzilla action figure, and I guess his dad had brought him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I guess, you know, it was like his weekend. That's right. The vibe I got is like it was his weekend.
Might as well be the case. Yeah.
And he, you know, obvious interest in Godzilla, and then he's like, you know, I guess he did not know that it was subtitled and that it was a foreign movie, understandable, but he was like reading this kid was like just too young to probably keep up with
he
subtitles.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, it was, I just feel bad for the dad at this point, but in the movie it was like, or you know, when we're sitting in there in the movie, it was annoying. Like, cause he was whispering the whole movie to his kid.
I remember,
you know, this movie packed with text that needs subtitling and very dialogue heavy.
I think I told the story on the podcast of me watching Tokyo SOS when I was about 6 or 7 years old and having my sister read it. Because it was a little, you know, I couldn't read that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of it was like military jargon and stuff.
Yeah, and you had to be told
technical terms
mean.
That I would have gotten hung up on. Anyway, that was from the comfort of my own home,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't bugging anybody. But I remember when we walked into the theater, I saw this kid come in, and I think he had a Godzilla shirt on or something, and a little Godzilla figure, and I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's because, you know, I was about that age when I started getting into all this shit,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, 2014 just came out a couple years ago. That was really cool. New Japanese Godzilla movie.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really cool. Yeah. And, you know, the younger kids are
you get
getting
to see
into
it. Yeah, because that didn't happen. It used to be that this was, like, rare, you know, that Japanese mm-hmm. movies. I mean, now it's like, you know, they do really well over here, I
yeah.
think, better than, like, Japan, usually. Mm-hmm. So, but, you but know, at like, the time, it was like, oh, neat, it's going to release over here.
But, just going into the theater, I was like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool that this little kid is getting exposed to this.
Yeah.
On the way out of the theater, I was like, I want this child dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
He was like talking the whole movie. It was just a bad experience. Everybody was talking, and like, I think the movie was underwhelming. I don't think I was in the right headspace. Not at all. I was not primed correctly. I think while the marketing is like really cool and like stark,
mm-hmm.
you know, that image, you know, just of, you know, like, you know, scrawled text, you know, it says Shin Godzilla, or, you know, like painted, you know, and that, you know, deep red, intense background, and then his silhouette. It's a cool image, you know.
Yeah, they had all this shit, like, what it was, like a god incarnate or something. Like,
yeah, they were
had
saying all this crazy, like, heavy shit. You know, it sounded cool.
Wild marketing that made it sound like this was going to be a big crazy.
But it was really like that. If, I mean, I guess it probably got butts in seats to some extent. It worked on me. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to be like, you know, more like honest about the movie or whatever, you'd probably, it's like closer to like satirical.
It's weird.
It's
because I've heard people say it's satire or whatever. I've kind of thought about it in those terms for a long time, but it's really like, I don't know if it is a satire to just show. Like, we're having problems, but this is our team, and it's, like, almost idealistic.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, it's like
that's
we're
what
getting
struck me.
Together, and so, we're doing things the right way. The younger people are going to start doing this right. It's like, that's not satire. That's just, like...
Yeah, it's just, like, an example of
wishful thinking?
Or,
I don't know.
No, it's like, just, I mean, it's just regular, and it's just regular fiction. It's not... I think, like, okay, I have thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, to finish my previous, what I was saying before is like, you know, really didn't like it first time I saw it. And like, you know, the general buzz around it was like, you know, there are people saying like, it's genius, you know.
It's one of the best Godzilla movies ever.
Yeah, and it's like, and even now I'm still like, okay, chill out. Like, you know, I believe certain people feel that way genuinely, you know, but some of it's like, okay, do you feel that way or did you hear that and then watch the movie and then not know what to make of it, and then do. I'm probably just projecting, but it's still. It's just like I don't see that, and I've just had to assume like I'm in the wrong somehow because so many people say that about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's like it must be me, and I still think that, you know, that it's us. You know, but anyways, for years I've been like I just don't really enjoy. I didn't really enjoy that movie. I was underwhelmed by it, and I can't find much to appreciate about it. And this was when we first saw it, it was at a time where, like, you know, I had kind of seen most of these movies like throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've been through the hell of this podcast, now that I've gone through all of this, but, you know, having watched them, you know, in relatively quick succession, you know, over the past like couple of years, watching a lot of them and a lot of knockoffs of them, you know, where you can water it down and see these structures and like, you know, tropes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Going into it this time, I found it, the angle of it, a lot more interesting, you know, where it's like, because so much of like all these movies is like people assembling groups and like, you know, devising plans and, you know, putting together teams and, you know, forces and mobilizing and, you know, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a very heavy preoccupation with that. And it really stands out with some of them. It's like, holy fucking shit, a force, great, you know.
Yeah.
And to me, this like puts a bunch of focus on that. And it's like, okay, let's like make that the movie almost. I think for the first half, it's fair to call that satire. Up until the middle of the movie, it's literally, yeah, I would call that like, okay, it's almost like comical to the point that you're focusing on like teams and it's like, okay, we got together, what he's moving, you know?
Mm.
I think it works. And for like years, I've been like, I don't think I really like that movie. And now watching it this time, I was like, shit, you know, through the first half, I was like, I think I kind of like this. Like now, like, I was like, oh shit. You know, this movie that literally everybody likes.
Yeah.
But now that's changed. Through the second half, it like totally loses. It's like totally, because it's weird because I think it does work. Like as that is like, okay, that's a fun, or not fun, you know, but it's like an interesting angle to go at it from and it's cool and fresh.
Yeah.
In the context of all these movies. But then like, yeah, after the young people take over and the prime minister dies, you know, right after that big destruction scene, right, you know, blows fire throughout the whole city and destroys it. Everything after that is like it was a very familiar sensation I remembered from reviewing the original viewing where my eyes like glazed over and I was like, I'm getting really bored, you know? And it's like, instead of, you know, it's just like, I think like a structural or like story flaw where it's like, yeah, it's like satire in this first half, and then it's like, oh, but you have to go on focusing on like devising plans and stuff, and like, yeah, it gets like really idealistic, like mm-hmm. you said, and it's like, you know, it just feels like a weird shift. And it feels like what you should do is like, you know, like you show like all this like, you know, bureaucratic bullshit, you know, it's like this first half and it's just like failing over and over again. And it's like, you'd want to like counter that. I don't know, like, like things continue to fall apart,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I don't know, just to me going with like, well, now we're good at this and we're just doing things well. It comes off as like very... Even though I think they thoroughly researched everything because they've got all this like information in it. That was sticking out to me this time, where they're like, oh, all the ideas they came up with. It was like, okay, but like, it just came off as like really simple and like linear in comparison with the first half. And it's, yeah, it's like really idealistic. It's like, we're gonna do things the right way, and it's like, that's like, you were like pretty cynical in the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, you're basically making the case. It's like, yeah, bureaucracy, like, I mean, all the, it's like, oh, these systems just perpetuate themselves. Like, you can't actually handle crisis.
Yeah.
You know, and,
it all falls apart like immediately.
Yeah. It's like all this,
they're put to the test.
Yeah. And it's like, but no, if you just do it right, and it's like, you know, if you're just looking at it from like the point it's making,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, it just came off as like very, almost like naive. You know, but it's like a sort of optimism or like idealism that's very common, I feel like, in Japanese movies. You know, like a very like, well, if we all get together and take care of this
mm-hmm.
the right way, that, you know, that's just like a sensibility I've seen a lot in movies. I've been talking for a minute. You say something. How do you feel about the, how's your opinion changed since that? Because you've told me, like, you know, like, I think you've warmed up to it slightly.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten easier to watch on multiple viewings, and I don't know. First, I guess I should say, like, this, it never came as a surprise that this was, like, saying something or trying to say something. Mm-hmm. I remember coming out of the theater and being like, I guess it was a satire about bureaucracy. And I remember that was, like, the reaction that I saw a lot of Godzilla fans having is, like, no, it's genius, actually, because it's a satire about bureaucracy. And it's like, yeah, I got that part, but I view this movie as a beautiful hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Picturesque, juicy hamburger. And when you bite into it, you realize you've bitten into a balloon and it pops.
Yeah,
there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's a hollow movie
mm-hmm.
to me. It's the facade of a movie, and there's no meat is yeah. how I, but yeah, I guess, you know, I warmed up to it because I don't want to rush and just say this is a bad movie and, you know, dismiss all the nice things that people say about it, because a lot of them are true.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I've grown to appreciate about this movie are style.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very stylistic.
Yeah.
You know, especially like towards the beginning of the movie and just editing throughout.
That energy
really,
it maintains
good.
When it's just, you know, boardrooms and like they're placing laptops out for all these like researchers to use or whatever.
And maybe
you know?
That's what it's doing most effectively is it's yeah. like trying, it's like, you know, finding cool ways to shoot like old Windows laptops being
yeah,
set up in
yeah.
a fucking crisis center.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, but I like... even the stuff that kind of irritates me, and it's almost unfair to critique it because it wouldn't be a problem. Like, if a movie was made like this, and I'm sure there are several examples, I can't think of any right now, but examples of movies like this in English, but, you know, it's just like, if I was a native Japanese speaker, this movie would go down, like, you know, there wouldn't be a problem, but
yeah,
it's the fact
yeah.
that, like, I'm having to, like, have all this information like translated in real time and fed to me, it's like I'm having to pick and choose what I'm paying attention to.
Yeah, yeah.
Which ends up not really affecting the movie, and that's one of the things that's grown on me is like, you know, maybe I don't love it, but I appreciate like how hard they go with that style. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, something I noticed this time around was like they kept cutting back to like corridors and it was like Prime Minister's office, fifth floor corridor. Like, you know, they're labeling like staircases and stuff.
Like, they'll label like fucking like military vehicles. They're like, this is a class 5 truck.
Yeah.
It's like, I like, that's cool. That's, I
it
like
is.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And I like how hard they go at it.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown to appreciate the look. I remember when I saw this for the first time, I was like, you know, coming off of the 2014 movie, which was like...
just a completely different movie.
That's the
only
Godzilla that we had of the 2010s. Yeah. And it was already... the 2010s was halfway over by the time this movie came out. And so that was like... that was the pop culture idea of Godzilla. Plus, I loved that movie so much. And so I went from that, which... You could argue that the 2014 Godzilla movie looks muted or is like kind of understated in terms of like color palette and aesthetic.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
But it is really stylized. I mean, the Halo jump sequence, a lot of the stuff in the city.
I mean, that stuff is like a heavy, like we said, it's like a heavy emphasis on perspective. I mean, that's, I would count that as style.
Yeah,
like
yeah. It's very, very stylistic, which this is too. But there was a clarity or a vibrance that shone through in Shin Godzilla.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is like really drab intentionally.
You meant 2014, a vibrance?
Sure, in 2014, there was a vibrance and a clarity that I really caught on to. I really enjoyed. And going from that to Shin Godzilla, where Shin Godzilla is like everything's gray, like nothing happens on a sunny day. It's like all...
yeah.
overcast and like cloudy, and most of it takes place in stuffy offices.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
the fluorescent lighting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it also just, the world feels a little sadder and empty. Like when Godzilla first comes ashore in Shin Godzilla, and you know, he's the little writhing first form. Yeah. It's just like everything's like really gray and like there's no feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it's all style.
Yeah. Yeah. There's,
I'm not saying this is, I'm not saying like they fucked up, they accidentally made it look bad, but I'm saying it just didn't make me feel the way that I wanted to feel watching a Godzilla movie. And I think that put me off.
I think we had a very, I had a certain idea of what this movie was going to be like when we first saw it. And this, it ended up not being that at all.
I wanted it to be, I mean, they were showing all those sequences. There's that shot when Godzilla like throws his head back and like starts shaking like violently as he's screaming, and just like the off the wall design. It's like
the design's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that design.
Yeah, it's really different, especially coming off of the 2014
movie.
Yeah,
which is just like bare essentials. I mean, you know, it's different, but it's, you know, it's like just meat and potatoes.
He looks like an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, he looks like a monster.
Yeah.
Like something scarier than Godzilla is really supposed
to
look.
There's a great shot of him in this when he like comes out of that smoke after they launch a bunch of missiles at his head.
Mm-hmm.
He like walks out of that. I remember that being in the trailer and just being like, that looks great.
Yeah,
you know, and it looks really good. But sorry, go on.
In the 2014 movie, which I keep comparing the two, and I think people did that a lot right after they first came out.
Yeah, it's really not at all fair. They're just totally different movies.
The fact is, like, 2014 came out, and the way I felt about it was like, finally,
feels like
a Godzilla movie meant for me.
Yeah.
And one of the things I loved about that movie, and I think it's one of the things people complain about, but the atmosphere in, like, not just the atmosphere of how it feels, but, like, the physical, like, atmosphere that they've created with VFX towards the end of the movie, it all feels, like, so alive. It feels like, you know, if you move, like, you're going to, like, affect the particles of dust that have been kicked up in the air from the monsters fighting, and the way that light sort of moved like through all this debris and like stuff in the air made it feel really alive in a way that like older Godzilla movies couldn't really do, just because, you know, with good expensive CG you have such a fine control over like every part of the image. I think they really used that to their benefit. And in Shin Godzilla, it feels like everything, it it's like a computer game where you can just like see like infinitely.
Yeah.
It's like this clarity. Like when they show this, I guess it's Tokyo, or is it Tokyo? Yeah, it's like Tokyo Bay he comes out of.
Yeah.
I don't know the geography of Japan, but anyway, the first attack, whenever you see him, they have like these long shots and everything just feels like empty and kind of propped up. And
yeah.
Especially like when he's wiggling through the streets, it just feels so hollow and
empty
to me.
I do have like a serious problem with the VFX in this movie, and I think you do too. You know, which it's like, I know that, you know, I just don't think Toho's putting money into these movies like Warner Brothers is.
Definitely.
I just don't think they are. I don't think it's necessarily that they don't have it, but I just don't think they're making that kind of investment in Godzilla at this point. But this is like at a point where it's like, y'all, this isn't finished. Is what it looks like. Some of it looks like previs to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like ugly about it.
The stuff towards the beginning is the worst.
That's the worst. And there's a few shots at the very end when they're like putting those cranes in his mouth, and it's like, that looks like fucking it looks like a video game. It looks like it's not fully, like you didn't finish the textures.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when he's coming in the beginning, close to the beginning, it's just like really glossy and weightless. He moves way too fast for how big he is. And I don't know, some of it might be a stylistic choice, the way he moves.
It is, but
you know, but it's
a stylistic choice that I don't think either of us like.
Yeah, it's like...
I really don't like his tail. The tail really...
Yeah, like Stumpy?
No, as far as the appearance, I don't give a shit. It's
right.
The fact that he's bigger than the 2014 Godzilla. He's enormous, and his tail is sticking straight up into the air, moving weightlessly.
Yeah,
the entire his tail should be dragging. His tail should be like crushing shit. His tail should be heavy.
Yeah, there's that one shot where it's like swinging over these people. That's another thing. The scale is off a lot of the time.
Yeah,
for me, it's like, wait, how fucking big? Because his tail's like hovering over those like people, and they're looking up at it, and it looks like planet sized almost. It's like, what? You know, I think the main problem, the VFX, more than anything, because I keep bringing up like how it looks like glossy and like texture, but more than anything, it's like the weightlessness of objects around him, or like the thing that it's like really like, you know, that's beyond style. Like when he's pushing up all those boats and they're just like flying around, like,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
It looks like fucking, you know, it looks like somebody's little,
it's like Katamari.
Yeah, it does. It looks like, here's what I made in Blender. You know, like, check it out, guys. Nothing wrong with Blender. But it just looks like it's very... there's one point where he's like kicking a bunch of cars, I think. And
yeah,
they're just like flying around the screen. Like, you know, it looks like a video game.
Yeah, there's like one or two cars that like go like flying, and it's completely weightless.
And it looks like I don't know. It just frustrates me because it's like there's so little of it in the movie. You know, and it's like, I get that it's like, that's probably not... I don't think they care too much about the set pieces. At least at those parts, I think the middle is pay a little bit more attention to. But those parts, it's like, but there's just the fact that there's so little of it. It's like, you didn't have that much to do for, like, this is, I know Toho isn't putting that much money into these, but it's still a big movie. You know, like what, it's just frustrating, and it like takes me out of the movie, you know? And I really did try to be like, I'm not going to care. Like, I'm just going to pay attention to the movie. I'm not going to think about the quality of the special effects, but it like really just distracted me. Like, I don't want to care about that, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
the worst part for me in terms of visual effects is when he starts like bleeding. And there's
that
like
looks
that
really
jello...
bad when he's still a little lizard crawling through, and it comes out of his gills.
Yeah.
It just like appears spawns in out of his gills, this liquid. And it's just like that.
And it's just like simulated liquid. Like it looks I don't know. A lot of the stuff with water, when they show him like coming in or out of the water, it's like, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But then the blood, it's like textureless too. It's just like this.
Yeah, it's
that
just
looks,
regular,
it looks like
shiny red. Shiny red is all it is.
Yeah.
You know?
That really does look like previs. The bigger Godzilla gets, the better the VFX for him get.
Yeah.
But the first like couple forms, especially when they do really close-ups, it's like, I can see the polygons in there. There's not enough detail.
I don't know what the problem, you know, we've looked into it a little bit, you know, because there was like a suit. There was like a giant, it was a giant animatronic that they like had, and I don't think it got used.
It did not get, I think some people said that like it might have been used as like reference or like they CG'd over it, but no actual footage of that puppet made it into the movie.
Kind of drives me nuts. Because it's like,
it's absurd.
And it's like, why? Like, you see like videos of that thing, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, that cost a lot of money, like mm-hmm. that. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't admit it, but I get the vibe that it's like, fuck, it looks like shit, you know, or oh shit, it looks bad, or we don't like, a producer doesn't like how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
It tested badly or something. We gotta, you know, we got to quick squeeze some money out of our ass and CG over a bunch of stuff we got.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe not. But it is a little, it drives me a little nuts that you would like make that whole thing. Cause it's like this whole huge working animatronic. It's like two stories high.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucking big, you know, and it just kind of drives me nuts that they would just like scrap that, but whatever. Yeah, it's just when he gets bigger, it's like fine. You know, he's still got like problems with like weightlessness.
Yeah, I hate, there's a part, I think it's after he goes on that big rampage where he breathes all that fire.
Yeah.
And he like has like a cool down, but he starts like walking and he like lurches forward and he's like moving really fast. And I've seen like behind the scenes footage of like the guy in the mocap suit. Yeah. And I guess they're telling him to do that.
Yeah.
But it looks horrible.
It looks really weird.
He like lunges forward really quick.
He's
and
just walking weird. He's kind of walking like he's got a shit or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Part of it's style, and I see it's like, okay, you want to look at like, I see the artistic stem or whatever of that, where it's like, okay, like disasters, they lurch forward or whatever. You know, I can see that. You know, it's like, okay, these things, you know, events sort of move like that and wanting to somehow work that into the way that he moved. But maybe it doesn't. That's the me trying to like give it, you know, like, okay, they're trying to do something with it. Cause
I think that's some weird sensibility where they're like, make it look creepy.
Maybe,
and
yeah,
it just doesn't come across like that. It
not
just
comes,
like, it's like big and weightless, or I don't know. Yeah. It just doesn't feel big, I guess, is the main problem.
Yeah, it's just like, it's frustrating because I would really like for these, because I like all the ideas, mm-hmm. especially in that like middle big set piece, you know, where it's like, yeah, he's just gonna like go, he's just gonna cause all this massive destruction after like all these these plans have just fallen apart, mm-hmm. you know, and they're just like completely ineffective. But I guess the visual effects just stick with me because there's so little of it. It's like, come on, like, you should really focus on that, and like, you know, it's gonna like drive the whole movie home. Like, I get you're focusing on dialogue, you know, and like bureaucracy and like the politics of things is like, that's really what's driving the mm-hmm. movie next to, you know, this disaster or whatever. But I don't know, it's just a little frustrating that it's like it looks that bad, because it's like there really isn't I feel like there's not a reason that a movie this big should look that bad.
Yeah, it bugs me, and it also, part of what bugs me about it is, like, the conversations surrounding this movie almost never go there, almost like it's a taboo, like...
Yeah, I don't
know.
You know,
like, there's some kind of reluctance, you know, every now and then I'll hear people say, like, yeah, it's not, like, a Hollywood movie, but it looks really good, movie.
I know Minus One came out of several years after it, but that shit's almost looking real, bro. They got him looking almost real. and it's, I just don't see, I've heard people say the thing like, oh, it's not Hollywood. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, yeah, but I mean, dude, like, what do you mean? Like, it's fucking Toho. That's like the biggest fucking studio in Japan, right?
I don't know.
I would imagine, at least their legacy is. But it's like, this is not a small, this isn't independent.
I mean, you would hope that their biggest special effects intellectual property would get the best treatment. I don't know. It just, yeah, it, for the time, it doesn't.
Yeah, whatever. We're going on too long about it. It doesn't matter that much, but it just, it's like one more thing.
It also, what drives me crazy is just like people pretend it's not a problem.
Yeah, nobody talks about it. It makes me feel crazy. Yeah. I'm not fucking crazy. but the trains at the end, not to keep going on the special effects, but those trains look like shit. Yeah, they like crash all these trains into them.
They need to be playing kazoo sounds when they go flying into the air, because that's what, like, they run these trains, which already the trains when they're on the tracks don't look very good. They're really glossy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're putting a lot of motion blur onto it to make it not look so bad, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they hit Godzilla and they just go, whew! Like, yeah, they go straight into the air. And it's like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's really baffling. It's like, what? How is that even happening? Like, you know.
And
how is I'm watching Godzilla walk across the city. Like, how is this even happening? you know what I mean.
I am going to sound like a hypocrite when we review Shin Ultraman, because Shin Ultraman has VFX that look very similar. And I do not give a shit in that movie, because the vibe is completely different. Yeah. It's
also
like,
that's
a silly ass movie.
That's a silly ass movie, and this is also, I guess where it all comes from is like, I feel like there's really something here, and there's a lot of good material in it, and a lot of great ideas.
And it's let down by.
It's let down by, you know,
VFX.
I don't know exactly. It seems like an all fronts failure to me. It's like, you know, maybe a visual effects director did not plan, you know, correctly. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't have the best VFX people working. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't like personally how it looks a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But so this first half, I was really enjoying myself. Or not really enjoying myself, but I was like, okay, I think this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I was almost enjoying the main character. I was like, okay, this guy's like kind of moving up. He's like apart from the rest of these politicians, and like, you know, the prime minister can't make decisions decisively.
Yeah.
Decisively. You know, I was liking, it was working for me this time around. And like the middle set piece, you know, it looks very dark and everybody's going into bomb shelters and they're afraid that Godzilla's going to get, you know, they're going to bomb like the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I think I might be repeating myself, but after that is just such a strange, it drives me, I got bored, you know, and I wish that, you know, they would have like gone deeper into the character. But I think it's part of the problem is that there's no real like character arc. You know, like this main guy does not, I don't feel like, maybe there is some sort of arc if I look more closely, that he learns how to be a better, he learns how to respond to crises better, but, there's not really an arc. He doesn't like come to understand anything. He's not like, he doesn't have to go through any real crises of like, you know, cause you would think after that, he would be like, you know, like, this is bullshit. Like everything is point. Like there's never any, maybe it's an American sensibility that's part of it. I don't know that wants this, but it's like the characters need, they don't seem to react other than it's like, damn, the prime minister has died, you know? And he's like, get a hold of yourself. Sorry, I got mad. You know, I got mad at you. And he's like, drink some water. But it's like, I don't know. I just want something more. It's like, you know, like the entire cabinet of the government just got on a helicopter and died, you know? And it's
the one thing I really enjoy about the second part is they're like, they've chosen a new prime minister, and they like cut to him and he's like, it's like some really fucking old guy.
He's like the minister of agriculture or something. Yeah. He's like been pushed. I think they were saying he's been pushed into it, which is all very thought. I do like appreciate like, they have put together like this very intricate story, and they've like thought out all these political things, you know, and it's like all like there's it feels like there's like tons of like machinations, and there's like a journalist involved and all this stuff. And it's sort of like this swirling ecosystem of, you know, people.
But it's like a Rube Goldberg machine. It's like all these moving parts at the service of doing one really basic function.
Yeah, and it's it's
not necessary.
Yeah, I feel like they set up this thing in the first half, you know, and then it's like, okay, you heighten it or something falls, but it just goes on. It's like the first half just gets repeated, except they do a good job, you know. And I don't know. I like the people speaking English in this movie.
They do it a lot.
Yeah, it was surprising. I think, you know, they're obviously trying to do some stuff with it. And like, you know, Jim Han's relationship to America is obviously, and some of it's interesting. I love white people coming into these movies and being like, hello. It's always, I'm always left like, why the fuck would you say that like that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, y'all know they...
it's payback time.
Bomber 2 and Bomber 3 will circle in from behind. Payback time.
Yeah.
You remember that part?
Yeah, yeah. And the president, when he's talking to his daughter, you know, is that one actress?
It might be, he might be like a secretary or something.
I thought that was his daughter.
It is his daughter, but yeah.
Oh, that's not the president.
Yeah,
though?
I don't think it's the president's daughter.
Okay.
A long time, I thought it was, but I think I was just misreading. I think she's some secretary's daughter,
and she's like
or some senator's
for
daughter or something.
Political future to be president. Yeah, I guess that's me being stupid. I guess. Yeah, she's like talking to him, and you know she's. It drives me nuts how he says his line.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's like speaking English to him, right?
I think.
Partially. I think she starts speaking Japanese at one point. But this guy, the way he's reading his lines drives me fucking nuts. He's like, she's like telling him about stuff. She's like describing this political situation and like what, you know, what she's doing. And he's like, like he does not fucking understand a word of what, and like the English stuff she's saying is like, you can understand what she's saying. And I don't know why he's like, you know, he's like, he like does not need to be vocalizing or like agreeing.
Our friends are progressing with an effective deep freeze plan.
With what she's saying, it's just funny. And then he's like saying other things about like, the White House plans to do this.
China and Russia are opposed, but we're maintaining silence.
You know, and then there's like three white dudes at those windows in that one scene. I don't know if they're in some sort of embassy or something, but they're talking to each other, you know. And I don't know. It's like, how do these guys even get in here? It's like y'all should be doing a little bit better than that. Like,
yeah,
what are these guys doing?
That's another thing that it all comes down to is heavy-handedness.
Yeah,
for me is the same thing. I mentioned it when we reviewed Godzilla Minus One, and I think I'll dive into it more whenever we do our full review on that. But I think so many of these Toho movies are let down by heavy-handedness, and I guess maybe for Japanese audiences, they don't give a shit. Maybe that's just how life is.
It might just be a different sensibility. I really think we might be more cynical than them.
I don't know. I like more nuance, which I've seen plenty of Japanese movies that have more nuance than this.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know, just they say shit, like, they go through the trouble of, like, basically the U.S. is, like, strong-arming the Japanese military, or the Japanese government, you know, they're, like, not, the government in Japan's not doing their job, really, and so the U.S. is like, yeah, we're gonna take over now, and we're gonna drop nukes.
Yeah, they form something with the U.N., and they're like...
You know, they do all of this. Like, they set that up, and it's like, obviously, you know, they're saying, you know, there's a little commentary about, you know, the U.S. and, you know, how it kind of has control over Japan still.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, authority where it really counts.
Yeah.
And then they'll show, like, characters sitting around a table, and they'll go, like, that's the United States government for you, always looking for a rushed decision.
Yeah, they'll say things like nothing has changed since the end of the Second World War, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's like, are you fucking robots? Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, it is
because of this, and like,
do you think I'm dumb?
Like the the new prime minister. You know, I was saying I like that because it's like already it's like, you know, I get it. You know, they're not being too subtle with that either. But it's like, you know, an old guy who's like, okay. You know, like he's just being told information basically and being like, all right. And then they cut to these people and they're like, yep, they picked a new guy who's not very good at the job at being prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people are saying he didn't even want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of complaints you could make against this movie could be dismissed by just saying, like, it's a style thing. It's a style, you know, they're saying, I think people could say, like, well, yeah, that's part of the ineffectiveness is, like, everything needs to be, like, laid out directly and just stated plainly, and everything's just, like, clockwork to them, like, there's no... But at the same time, it's like you have these characters, and I think the idea, they say that, which I hate that line, it's like we're nerds and renegades and losers and we're
outcasts.
Yeah, outcasts, but we're going to get the job done, which is like, okay, I don't like that. But, you know, the idea is like these people are going to get the job done differently. We're no bullshit. We're going to actually find a solution while these old people are just sucking their own dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And... it just boils down to like more of the same. And also I just, it's like I said, it's a movie without meat. There's nothing propping this up.
And
you know, Godzilla does that thing in the middle when he destroys like all of Tokyo.
Yeah.
And this huge devastating attack where he kills most of the people in charge of the country and just decimates the city. And then the next day it feels like that didn't happen.
They move on
and they're like, we're only 30 kilometers from where Godzilla attacked us. Like, I thought everything within 50 kilometers would have been fucking destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking? And they're like, yep. And I don't know, just the idea that he did all this shit and the next day, it, like, people are upset.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, 2014 and Minus One really nailed that feeling of like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah, the aftermath.
No.
Which
is how they should feel if Shin Godzilla, that's the character's name. But if Godzilla in Shin Godzilla did that shit where he's shooting fucking lasers
and
everywhere.
Huge, like, national, like, trauma. I mean, that's terrifying. Imagine if the entire Biden administration got blown up. You know, they'd be like, oh my fucking God. It's like, you know, whoever fucking Nancy Pelosi is just take, you know, or like, you know, some fucking farmer senator just took over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's like, you know, everybody, like even, you know, people who are like seasoned politicians, you know, and like know what's up are going to be like shaken. You know, not to mention, it's like, yeah. Like
just the, outside of the government thing, it's like everybody should be panicked. It shouldn't be like, all right, well, let's get down to business and let's get our heads into the computers and look at some data.
Yeah. Which it's like, or you could like contrast that where it's like, oh, holy shit, but we're still going to get this done or whatever. One thing I noticed, and I think this is part of it, is that you very rarely see people, like regular people, like running around. That's what stood out to me this time, and I think that's part of why what feels so empty is like these cities getting destroyed feel kind of dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of the time, you know, like when people are running away, there's only some running away stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, you see like this street that he's like moving down, and it's like just full of boats, or you know, just full of like cars, and there's like no people. And I mean, they involve people. I'm not saying it's like they don't do it at all, but there's a noticeable lack of it. And when he blows up the entire city, you know, I guess it's been like mostly evacuated or whatever. It just feels very empty. And I think that's part of it. It's like it's hard to feel like anything happened because it's like you just saw a bunch of buildings get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
You did not see how it related to people. And even after that, you'd barely see like regular people and like a population. You know, the one shot that like especially sticks out to me is they do like this big aerial shot, and it's probably, you know, in a computer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like chanting Godzilla is God or whatever, like, you know, don't kill him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see like kind of like an amalgamation of a crowd and like flashing lights.
Yeah.
You know, and it just feels very distant. And I think that's a lot of what's missing from the movie. And even I know they're focusing on this, like, you know, bureaucracy aspect of it, but it's like, you know, it almost, I don't know, that just feels like a blind spot to me a little bit in some ways, because it's like, I'm getting like no context for anything. And I, once again, maybe it's fucking style. I don't know. That might have been a choice. Because it's weird, because I list out all these these flaws that I find in it, but also there's like I don't think it's all bullshit totally. Like, there's obviously like an ethos behind this, which I don't know. I guess I just respect that. You know, it's like, well, they have an idea. They're trying to do something. Mm-hmm. I think it's just frustrating that they don't say much more than we should be handling disasters pragmatically. And I think part of what vanishes from the movie in that second half is like the messiness, and like it feels less human, because, you know, the prime minister and like all these people, you know, they all have like egos. The prime minister's like thinking probably about like re-election or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, he's when he's like giving the decisions to like fire or not, like that actor's doing a good job of like, you know, this is a big decision. Because I don't think Japan, yeah, they say like, yeah, the fucking, they've never been deployed.
Since the self-defense.
Yeah, they've never been deployed. So it's like this big political thing.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just like the implications for the country. And, you know, like the big like hang up when there's like some guy walking across railroad tracks. When those helicopters have gathered and it's like, do we fire? And it's like, you're not supposed to fire when citizens are present. Anyways, what I'm saying is, like, you know, people like panicking, having egos, you know, fucking up, you know, it's human. And in the second half, there's no real, besides that guy getting like frustrated
for a second.
Yeah, with one guy's, you know, grief. I think that's what's missing from the movie. Is like, you know, it's like, oh, and that's another thing. It's like, we just pull off the plan, which is a problem with a ton of these movies.
Yeah.
It's like, we pulled it off, you know, something almost went wrong, you know, which it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, screenwriting 101, it's like, yeah, you set up a plan and something fucking goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and then XYZ. I just watched like a plan unfold. It's like, oh, this coolant plan we've been working on, and there's no like, you know, man, this is really taking a personal toll on me. I feel like I'm becoming less of a person or...
Yeah,
I don't know any given thing, because there's just nothing there.
If you look at this in minus one, just from plot outline and descriptions, they're very similar.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's just there are people, there's a group of people, and then Godzilla appears. Japan fails to protect its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come up with a plan. And eliminate the threat that is Godzilla by the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just described both movies. But Minus One has actual people.
Yeah.
It's like about characters.
Yeah.
It's like they're not the best characters in the world, but it's like they're pretty good and you give a shit.
And there's an emotional arc. You know,
that's what
kind.
I mean. I mean, yeah. It's human. It's
yeah.
There's meat. To the movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's something that you chew on. It's like, I'm not just watching the plan unfold. It's like, I'm watching a plan unfold involving these people I've learned to care about.
Mm-hmm.
And in Shin Godzilla, you know, I was describing Minus One just there. In Shin Godzilla, you're just watching.
Yeah.
There's it drove me crazy. This whole mystique about Goro Maki.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's this guy named Goro Maki, and maybe he... unleashed Godzilla, or maybe he just knew about Godzilla or something, and his wife died of radiation and he resented Japan, and there's all this mystique. And then what it boils down to in the story is like, he left us data. Look at the data.
Yeah,
here's what we did with the data. Here's what the data means. The data means that the membranes in his cells can't, you know, coagulate or what, like, just whatever.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. It's like, you know, even in Minus One, there's like that whole thing about like pressure changes and stuff. And it's like, that's not really the interesting part, but you're watching like people you care about. You know, there's that scene when they're basically asking for volunteers to go kill Godzilla in Minus One. And like a ton of people walk out because they're like, yeah, fuck that. We don't stand a chance. And it's like, they just let you sit with that. And it's like, damn, that's like really kind of good.
Yeah.
You know, just watching these people say like, yeah, I'd rather, you know, we're going to die anyway. I'm not going to
throw my life away.
Yeah. And in this, it's just like, there's nothing. You're watching like cardboard cutout people. And yeah, you could sit there all day and be like, yeah, that's what they're trying to say. Like, these aren't supposed to be lovable characters. They're supposed to represent X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make it enjoyable to watch.
No, it's...
there's nothing engaging about this. It's like, you can look at that and say, I understand, pointing with your finger out at Shin Godzilla saying, I understand, with a big grin on your face. Mm-hmm. But that does not equate to you enjoying it.
No, and it doesn't, like, it just doesn't work. It's like, okay, it's just, I mean, it just becomes a symbol at that point, you know. And like I said, it works for a first half, you know, and it's like, okay, now elaborate. And it just goes on.
I almost wish Godzilla wasn't in this movie.
There'd be room for, something.
Well, I don't even mean like implement some kind of human story in there. It's like, if you want to be like the cold, unfeeling, like, we're really going after government bullshit.
Yeah.
Either that, or like, it's a different monster, so it's not so much of a kick in the teeth.
Yeah.
But in theory, if like today, if Shin Godzilla never existed and today they announced a movie, it could be an indie movie or whatever, but it's like, the idea is it's a monster attack, but the plot is so focused on the bureaucracy and like making fun of that you actually never really get to enjoy the monster being around. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, ooh, cool. That's like a really interesting idea, actually.
That's an idea I've always had. I've had that for a while. It's like, I'd like to do that. But then I'm like, Shin Godzilla kind of already did it and everybody loved it.
Shin Godzilla did it. But then like in the middle, they're like, no, but look how cool the monster is. And it's like,
they don't
hard commit to any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what I mean. It's like, I almost wish this was about like a tsunami or something. And we were just watching this whole thing.
Yeah, this disaster
unfold and like, keeping track of like these characters who don't really have personalities, but we're just basically keeping track of like what's moving around in the government and like how systems are failing. That would be more interesting, because it's a really good looking movie. I learned to appreciate that over the last few years. It's like the scenes when they're like talking to each other on rooftops, it's like,
yeah, that looks really good.
This looks like good shit, you know.
It's really
looks like
yeah.
Drive My Car or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
More recent sort of just drama stuff. It's come out of Japan. It looks good. But my problem is that like Godzilla is so entangled, and it's like, really, if you're looking at it through the lens of like, what can we do with Godzilla as a character? You know, like, think of all the ways that Godzilla has been reimagined and manipulated through the years to do different stuff. Here, I think it's like nothing. It's like Godzilla's not serving a purpose in this movie.
Well, I mean, he is, I think, with this whole, they're trying to make a point about the government.
I know, but he just stands around and gets frozen at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's like such a waste. Like, it's so dynamic in like the 2014 movie or Minus One or, some of the older stuff. It's like, just, he's there and he's like this cold, unfeeling thing, which could be a cool way to go about it. It's like, this is a real ruthless monster. It doesn't even give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, this big walking statue. But it's like, they do it and then that happens and they solve the problem, and it's like, that's it. And then they do that thing. That thing at the end when they show like his tail has grown people.
That's like, that really is like, what, am I supposed to... Am I supposed to make something of that a little bit?
They do that shot when it's like kind of wide and you can kind of see all the little figures poking out, and then they do a close-up, and that's the very last shot. I wish that close-up wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
I wish they would have just left it at that, like, oh, shit, is that people on the tail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa. But it's the fact that they're like, no, here's a good look. Have a good look.
Yeah.
Get a good look.
I don't mind it too much in terms of like how it's done, but it's just like, okay. What, I don't know, maybe I'm stupid, maybe I'm just not giving it the peace of mind it deserves.
The most I've seen people say about it online is like, isn't that creepy that there would have been like little Godzilla people? You know, like that seems to be the takeaway. It's really? Like, that's creepy. They're like little skeleton Godzilla people. That's scary.
I don't know. I just look at it and it's like, I think there's something I'm supposed to get out of that. And I don't know. Don't know what it is. That part, especially because I just think that final, big set piece is a real snore fest. I mean, this movie really, I can't stress enough how much the second half is just like, oh, I don't like this. Like, suddenly it's like, man, I'm bored. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else aside, you could not hold my attention. You know, yeah. And I will pay attention to boring movies. I will try. I did try. I'm not just like going like, eh, it's not entertaining me, you know, or anything. It's just like, I can't keep going. You know, I got you tired me out.
There's nothing to what it is. Just watching gears spin around and around and around. That's what.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another thing that I really don't like about this movie is the use of music.
I don't know. That's another thing where it's like, what exactly are you trying to do with that? Like, you mean like the old music?
Every single piece of music in the in this movie, I think, feels wrong. I wish the movie, I wrote that in my notes, I wish the movie didn't have any music. That would fit the style way better. If you want to do this, like, you know, boots on the ground, like, you know.
Ultra flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leave no music. Yeah. Yeah. It's very, I don't like the use of the like original music at a bunch of points is just like, that's obviously a very like bold, very deliberate choice. Why? You know, it's just like, it's very out of place. It's so out of place that it's like, are you trying to do something? What exactly does this mean? And I can't get anything out of it. Same with like the like roar and stuff.
Yeah.
They use like the original or whatever, which
it doesn't feel like it's coming out of him.
No, it's just like, what are you doing? Like what, like why? I don't know. Instead of feeling like a stylistic choice, and it's probably not the case that is this, but it feels like, you know, like, you cheaped out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, we didn't want to put money into developing a.
I could be completely wrong, and it wouldn't be the first time, but I do not believe that a single piece of music was written for this movie.
You're probably, I don't know.
I know they supposedly reused a bunch of music from Evangelion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because one of the directors. Like the guy, yeah. But there's like a ton of stuff, and that's basically all the discourse I see about this movie online. It's like, I noticed that this the music was in something else that I watched, and it's good.
I am.
And it's like, I'm not saying the music is bad. I'm saying it really does not fit.
Yeah.
It all feels like, I said it in another podcast we did, I can't remember which one, but it feels like they just, like, it's all temp music or something. Like, it's just something that they like downloaded YouTube to MP3 and like put it under the movie. And like, it feels like, I'll see these videos every now and then where it's like, here's this scene from Mulholland Drive, but I put Backstreet Boys behind it, you know, and it's like really ill fitting and like maybe a couple things like sync up.
Mm-hmm.
But it like really, it doesn't like further the tone, and it just feels like stilted and off. And that is exactly how anytime music plays, they do that. Like, they start playing like rock music when there's people like doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like they'll do like this kind of like fast paced, like drum music to like punctuate certain scenes where people are like pulling out computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it all just, you know, it starts and ends at seemingly random points. It's like, it doesn't start when things are getting going and ends after something's been accomplished. It's just like, it starts, people are working, and it ends, people continue to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And maybe it's style. Maybe they were trying to say something.
Yeah.
But I really, it just comes across as ill-fitting and wrong to me.
I keep saying it's style, and it's like, Just a bunch of stuff. Yeah, a bunch of the stylistic choices just don't work for me or don't amount to anything. And maybe it's us. Maybe it's us because lots of people just love this movie.
I think there's a ton of shit about this movie that they do in Shin Ultraman that I think really works because the tone of that movie is like so much looser.
Mm.
And it's like it's supposed to feel like weird and uncanny.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so much like stilted weird stuff in that movie that it just it really does help the tone, like the old sound effects and like the weird musical choices. I think it really furthers. I think the style works in Shin Ultraman way better than it does here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have committed here.
Mm.
I think part of them wanted to do a satirical thing, and then part of them wanted to do like your kind of standard like Godzilla's like big and scary, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted to do that, and there just wasn't. They didn't hard commit.
You're pulling it in two directions.
Mm-hmm.
And you just end up in the middle, I guess. Do you want to get into Don Fries?
I've been kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Like I said, I like the first half of this movie, and I think it's interesting. I think it's a good setup. And I really do respect it's like you came at it from an angle, you mm-hmm. know. And after, you know, however many of these there are, to come at it with something that really is fresh. You know, like here's a completely different idea. I respect it, but just, you know, a huge swath of this movie doesn't work for me. I don't know, 5 out of 10. Who gives a shit? That's how I feel. Half and half.
Yeah, this movie really wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it comes up short in virtually every aspect. I wish I liked it as much as other people do. I've really tried over the years to rewatch this movie and to like get stuff out of it, you know, with stuff like this and like Vertigo that people swear by.
Yeah.
But I just don't get it. I really put an effort to be like, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in the right mood now. And I try to watch it, but like time after time, I really, there's plenty of stuff I can appreciate about this movie, and it's not poorly made.
No, not at all.
I really like the editing, and I like the cinematography, and lighting's always good, and it's a really unique-looking movie, and I don't know. It's a decent-looking movie, but as far as Godzilla movies go, it's a bad Godzilla movie. I'm confident in saying it is a bad Godzilla movie.
Hmm.
4 out of 10. Well, we finally made it to Argentina.
I can't wait to eat all this fine Argentinian food.
I know, there's that pizza place you were talking about.
Come on, let's go get a slice.
All right. This story will continue in part 2. Please join us next episode.